This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We're back now. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want you. I want you to be part of the solution so I can keep going to get engaged and get informed. And there is so much stuff going on. So much stuff to try to keep up with. The news stories that they don't want you to know about. Right? And why they don't, you know as well as I do. Yeah, so funny that I remembered that, but I hadn't really given it much thought. But if Harvard College was originally started, I mean, think about that. Back in 1636, for a group of men that didn't want anything to do with God, was running away from religion, they sure built a lot of places that had to do with religion, didn't they? I mean, just got to ask. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. That didn't sound right, did it? The time that you're spending listening to the show. Okay? I mean, seriously. So Kamala Carmel, she had another issue today that she had to deal with. And, not today, but I find this interesting that she can't even define, when asked, what a semi-fascist means. Now, she was asked what a semi-fascist is. Yeah, matter of fact, let me just play this for you. I want you to hear it from her voice. If you hear it from her, it'll have a whole different meaning to it, right? Because I tell you to go, yeah, okay, that's not quite what she said. He screwed it up. He didn't do it right. Whatever. Here we go. Come on, Todd, say it.
What is a semi-fascist?
Listen, I think that let's not get caught up in politicizing the fact that most people in America know that it is not helpful to our country when we have people who are denying elections or trying to obstruct the outcome of an election where the largest number of people in our country voted for the president of the United States. And when we look at where we are, I think that we have to admit that there are attacks from within, to your first question, and we need to take it seriously. And we need to stand up together, all of us, and think of this not through partisan lens, but as Americans.
Don't you love that? I mean, as Kimberly said, everything she said, they're already doing, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know the Democrats? They're all mad at Republicans questioning this election, right? Asking questions all about it. But the Democrats have quested elections over 150 times over the course of this country. Anybody really care? So remember I tell you about getting informed. So when they start accusing you of stuff like this is unprecedented, no, it was precedented 149 times before that. And they have a long history of contesting election outcomes, right? I mean, Hillary still says it was stolen from her. Others still say it was stolen from her. Was it? Now, you got Hillary Clinton, Barbara Lee, Democrat out of California. Maxine Waters, oh, another brain surgeon out of California, Democrat. Sheila Jackson Lee, love her too, out of Texas. They have challenged every Republican presidential election for the last 20 years. Right? Called it fraudulent, questioned it, the whole nine yards. And the biggest reason is they sit back in their chairs, they're like, no, there's got to be something wrong here. Nobody would vote for that person. There's got to be something wrong here. Nobody would vote for that. Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Every single Democrat president since 1977 has cast doubt on the legitimacy of a U.S. election. So when you start talking about only the Republicans are doing this, can't believe they're hurting our democracy. Well, we don't have a democracy to hurt, but that's beside the point. For years, the Democrats refused to accept the results of the 2000 presidential election. Al Gore always claimed that he was the real winner of the 2000 election. In 22, Gore claimed that he would have won if every vote in Florida was counted, and that he absolutely believed he would become president he ordered the recount. Right? And on top of all of this, now, seriously, let's think about it. Many of those votes cast that he claimed were his, or should have been his anyway, like they weren't cast properly. And I don't know if Bush still would have won. I think he would have. I don't know. We'll do more a little bit on this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, every time he repulses me. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, seriously, just get involved, get engaged, save the country. I mean, some of you said, I'll do it again. I'll play it one more time. But I don't know why. You don't need to hear it three or four times to hear she says absolutely nothing.
Oh. What is a semi-fascist?
Listen, I think that let's not get caught up in politicizing the fact that most people in America know that it is not helpful to our country when we have people who are denying elections or trying to obstruct the outcome of an election where the largest number of people in our country voted for the president of the United States. And when we look at where we are, I think that we have to admit that there are attacks from within, to your first question, and we need to take it seriously, and we need to stand up together, all of us, and think of this not through partisan lens, but as Americans.
I mean, I don't get it. Slapping myself on the side of the head to stay awake because I'm so dizzy and confused. She said nothing. 35 seconds of nothing. And still didn't tell you what a fascist was. Right? Now, I got to give him credit because he pushed her further on in the interview. He pushes her to, talk about the bipartisanship. Why isn't he pushing harder for bipartisanship? So I just find this all amazing to me. That, and we're letting him get away with it. We are letting him get away with it. Should I do this one? You guys want to hear her say, don't throw up. He went on to say, now, as a nation battling a threat from within, it's the threat equal or greater than what we face in 9/11. This is where she should look at him and said, are you an idiot? So the danger you think that we face from within is bigger than what happened during 9/11? You're telling me that the people who attacked us on 9/11, who hated us, hate what we stand for, hate even anything that has to do with America, you're telling me that those other people, the ones that you talk about, he's not right, but whatever, that they hate America? Is that it? Take a listen.
Look, we're at the 21st marking, if you will, of the September 11th attacks.
Yeah.
This was a foreign terrorist attacking our democracy,
yep,
attacking this country.
Yep.
We're now, as a nation, battling a threat from within. Is the threat equal or greater than what we faced after 9/11?
That's an interesting question. I have held many elected offices as district attorney, attorney general, senator, now vice president, and there's an oath that we always take, which is to defend and uphold our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We don't compare the two in the oath, but we know they both can exist, and we must defend against it.
Would any of those be maybe elected officials that we need to defend against? Those are totally ignoring the Constitution? I mean, notice that they don't really mean that. She doesn't really mean that. What she means is anybody on the right, anybody that's a Republican or what have you, that has decided, right, to speak out against, they got to go. They got to go. They need to be chastised. They need to be brought up on charges, and they got to go. It's just amazing. And this is, these are the people that consistently scream, right, about having double standards, that nobody's above the law, but they are very much above the law. They won't talk about it, they won't speak to it, but they are. You look at some of the issues that have come up with them. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. Okay. I was also talking earlier about the, you know, they always come out and talk about how the people on January 6th, they're questioning the election. This is sedition. This is treason. This is whatever makes them happy. They forgot about over we have more than 150 examples of when they questioned a presidential election and how they went about it. Right? They have cast doubt on every single Republican election over the last 20 years, presidential elections over the last 20 years. Right? Biden even started casting doubt on the 2022 election long before it started. About wanting to have a clean and fair election, but does he? Did he? And again, as I said earlier, for years, Democrats have refused to accept the results of the 2000 presidential election. When does it stop? See, I don't buy it. I mean, it sounds good. Gore repeatedly claimed that he was the real winner of 2000. Right? In 2016, Gore brought up the 2000 election. This is when he was having a rally for Hillary Clinton. He didn't refute the chants from the audience and that said he won. In 2017, Gore implied that Jeb Bush may have had something to do with him losing Florida. He said, he went on to say that he carried Florida. He's sure he did. I'm sorry, who doesn't let go of these things? They're on Trump for not letting it go? They never have. Clinton Hillary has been questioning that on several occasions. She said Bush had been selected, not elected, but selected. She said the Supreme Court took away a presidency in the Bush versus Gore. Then President Bill Clinton in 2001, he claimed that Gore actually won the election, and he suggested that all votes be counted. The problem was, there were votes there for people who hadn't even been registered to vote. I mean, there were so many issues with the votes in that state. Right? What else was it? Terry McAuliffe. He repeatedly claimed that the 2000 election was stolen. In 01, D.C. chair, he said that Gore won in 04. He accused Republicans of stealing the 2000 presidential election in 08. He accused Republicans of stealing the 2000 election in the autobiography he wrote. It's never stopped with them, but that's okay. There are, because they are so sanctified. They are so great. They are so wonderful. You can't question them. Remember DNC chairman Washington Schultz? Remember her? She looked a little bit like a Cocker Spaniel with a hair of hers. In 2016, she said that Al Gore won the Florida, won Florida big. Jamie Raskin, another Democrat. He's on the January 6th committee. He says the 2000 election was illegitimate. So we're going to put them up to the same aggravation we put up others to? Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming after the break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department signaling that it would accept former Chief Federal Judge Raymond Deary as the special master that would review what the Justice Department seized from former President Trump's Florida estate. The Washington Post reports the filing happened after Trump's legal team argued to keep a pause on any document review in place until a master is selected. Nurses and their bosses in Minnesota remain far apart on a new labor deal. 15,000 nurses walking the picket line for the next 3 days in what is believed to be the largest private sector nurses strike in American history. Ukrainian troops pushing the Russians all the way to the country's northeastern border, reclaiming areas the Kremlin captured during the 7 months war. Legendary jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis has died at his Chicago home. He was 87. The major indexes on Wall Street gained on Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Charlie Daniels never killed anybody. Well, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Joe Mazzini here. You know what? At one time, we were very much together. Not anymore. No, really, seriously. You'd like to believe we are, some of you. A lot of those on the far left believe people on the right, people who voted for Trump or what have you, are country haters. Right, people on the far right that goes on the left, or far left, don't care about the Constitution. You know, I've said this a million times, and it's so true. The difference is between the two, though. That when you talk to people on the left or far left, they see Republicans as simply evil, with just evil people. There was no redemption from you or Hillary, and everybody cheered, right? They're irredeemable, right? They're just evil, irredeemable people. When you turn it around, again, they see us as evil. We see them as misinformed. In a big way, in a lot of ways, we see them simply as misinformed. So, how do you fix that? And then right now, everything that's been done or being done is really seen as an affront on, well, the left would call it democracy. We call it our republic. We are representative government. It's not a dictatorship. That's why the elections are so important. They're at the center of our ability to maintain our freedoms and our liberties. It's why we get so nuts with his irregularities. And now they're, you know, when Joe Biden says this is the most secure election, won't acknowledge anything that happened in it, nothing, absolutely nothing, went smoothly, not an issue. And then he's talking about elections never being stolen again. What's he talking about? Really? Let's talk to Ken from Massachusetts. Ken, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, maybe we lost our republic in 1812, I think. I don't know. Just spitfiring over here. I don't know. There's some conspiracy theories, if we're allowed to talk about it, where basically big corporations kind of funded that war, and I think we signed a secret agreement. I don't know. I got to look more into it. But let's get back to Earth. You know, I remember Gore and Bush very, very well. And I cannot get that out of my head when they're looking at them little polka dots up in the light to see if that vote was casted. And then you can correct me if I'm wrong, where Gore could have won. And what had happened was, is that he succeeded before the judge and his attorneys told him not to, because he could have won that. He would have fought it.
It's been a while, but I got to tell you something. It's been a while, but as I recall it, they were trying to decide what these hanging chads were and weren't, right?
Right.
You remember that? The machines couldn't read them. There were hanging chads because you didn't do it properly. Then you couldn't count the vote. Right?
Yes. And then it was a discarded vote. And then you've had a bunch of protesters and delegates that saying, I don't confirm this vote. You know, he's not. Let's vote again. And they all wanted to vote again, but not with that same system. I don't know. Up here in Massachusetts, we had the checks, so we didn't have the chads. You know what I mean? We either checked it and then the X the box, and then we slipped it in the ballot.
Right. You have ink dot machines. You know, they had that little ink thing that you had to push down in there and actually make a dot on the paper. Remember that?
I believe so. We had to make like almost like a circle, like the assessment test when we were kids, like the little circle. We had to circle it in and then either have a black ink, or then one year we used a Sharpie. They had taken the pens away from us and said, don't use the pens, use a Sharpie instead. So they would leave Sharpies because they were saying the pens. See, I might have just come across something by accident here explaining this. See what happens? Iron sharpens iron, Joe. No, I'm serious. And there was also even, I think the Arizona 16 or the 20, where it was something up with the Sharpies, too. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong there, too.
Yeah, I'd have to work on. I don't remember that because I remember when the Supreme Court finally stepped in, they had been recounting them. They were having arguments over, you know, the hanging chads and what they meant. Sometimes there was two. And they probably were like, oh, stop. It wasn't getting closer. Sometimes it would be a lead. Sometimes it wouldn't be a lead. It just didn't. You know, there wasn't any kind of clear direction it was heading in, if you would. Do you know what I'm saying?
And you know, right. And what upset me about that is that if I was living in Florida at that time and I casted that vote and one of them ladies or gentlemen out there, you know, over there that were counting the votes, my vote wouldn't have counted because they couldn't read it and it was discarded. Is that correct?
Yeah. What they do in California to a degree is they'll try to guess it at what the vote was. Guess at. That works, doesn't it? And we've had friends in there that we've had people watching the counters. And I've had guys that look me straight in the face and go, look, I saw that signature. It didn't match. Okay, it didn't match anywhere near close, and they still counted the vote. So, you know, we've turned this into a very big distrusted, mistrusted process. And we need to fix it. Because nothing's going to change until we fix the voting process.
And you're right, and it's not. Listen, and people think it was an issue with Hillary. People think it was an issue with Obama. People think it was an issue with Trump. And then we can go all the way back to, I think Gerald Ford had said something too, where he might have not even, he thought he won and he did. You know what I mean? It was one of them things where I don't know if I won, but hey, I won, you know? And, yep. And then we have something over here in Rhode Island too. And then we have the mail-in ballots. We, in Massachusetts, we have the whole license thing where license for migrants are illegals. I don't know what's PC anymore. I'm just going to say it how I, you know, feel. It's PC, migrants I don't know. I'm assuming that if they can get a license, maybe they can vote. I don't know. And that's what a lot of people in my area tend to think. And we don't want that. Well, here. So people
it's
are
the motor voter. It's the motor
that.
Voter law, though. It's, they have found so many problems in Los Angeles alone. They have 1.5 million voters that should not be on the rolls. They're either dead, gone, or they're, you know, they're here illegally, and they were registered via the motor voter law. So it really takes a lot of work to fix it and make it happen. But, again, why should I trust it if this is the way my government's operated? Why would I ever trust? And frankly, Ken, the Democrats are the ones that have challenged more presidential elections than anybody else. They consistently do it. Almost every time a Republican is elected, they go into this, I don't even want to call it, meltdown. There's no way the American populace want a Republican president, according to them. It's just ridiculous.
Anyway. Just a couple more things. And then over, like I said, I want to get back to Rhode Island, and what they're doing is there's a big governor election in Rhode Island. There's three, you know, candidates running for governor over here in Rhode Island, and there's a problem with one of the machines already. So, and one of the people that are running had subcontracted the vendor for that voting machine. Now the vendor's blaming the state, and now the state's blaming the vendor. It's like, when does it end? When does it end?
No, it doesn't. It won't, because they can never agree or never even fathom the fact that a Democrat will lose an election. But we need to go back to the old-fashioned way. I'm sorry. I don't care if there's 7 billion people in this country. You need to get back to the old, you know, paper, check off, have it go through the machine, and that's it. Got to go, Ken. Appreciate the time you spent with me.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Yeah, you too. Yeah, he's not the only one. There's so many people that truly are concerned with the way this is going down, with the way these elections are going down. Can we trust it? Can we trust the machines? Can we trust the counters? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double Team, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I need you to be part of the solution. That's the best thing you can do. And you do that by getting informed. You do that by finding out what's going on around you. In that little world of yours, all around you. Right? We do want to get involved. You can make a difference. We've seen it from over the decades. We have seen people that are informed can make a difference. Now, if you don't want to get involved, you don't want to make a difference, I like to say be quiet. Don't say anything. It's safer for the rest of us. You know, Camilla, if you're just joining us, we were talking about Camilla Harris in a couple of earlier segments. And also, on top of all that, they keep complaining that the Republicans have a problem with Democrat presidents, but the bottom line with this, it's like 10 to 1 that the Democrats have questioned presidential elections. Right? And so is there no reality to them? Do they know that they're really lying? Do they care they're really lying? Right, I'm asking because how is it that they claim to be so smart, so put together, so intelligent, and yet they don't know how many times they challenged the presidential election, which pretty much is every time. Okay? Pretty much every time. So every time a Republican is elected, that means something went wrong. Again, I say 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Never stops. You know, get back to some of these idiotic things that are going on. Now, Chick-fil-A, I kind of feel it's up and down and up and down and up and down. Seriously. Chick-fil-A, again, is at it and giving it to the wake mob. This is ridiculous. Chick-fil-A apologized for a poor choice of words after Twitter mob accused the popular fast food chain of racism. When one user named Don tagged Chick-fil-A in a tweet pleading for spicy nuggets, and the company responded, your community will be the first to know if spicy items are added to a permanent menu. Well, that doesn't sound bad, right? The user whose handle is Kanye is my dad responds, my community? Yeah, what is it? Now, when you say my community, does that mean you're taking a dig and taking a swipe at somebody? I would have told him to go pound sand. Yeah, your community. The community that you live in. Not the color of the community. Not the height. Not the weight. Not the ethnic makeup. No, your community will be told when that restaurant or that area adds those spicy ingredients. Your community? I'm going to need an explanation for that comment. Your community wouldn't want to think that there was some racial undertone behind it. Now, would they? See, I just say, well, then I can't help it if your community is uneducated enough to know that there wasn't. It's ridiculous. None of us, so your area, would you prefer your area? Right? This is a frequent, they do this all the time. So Chick-fil-A responds to him and says, hey, we know our customers love the heat, so we're testing spicy items in different markets. We'll be sure to let your community know if spicy items are added to our permanent menu. The guy is looking for a fight. It's so true. It's like they're looking to be offended. There was nothing offensive in any of that. But then they came back and they apologized. Poor choice of words. Stop it. Don't do that. You just feed the beast. You're really not apologizing. Look, you're not apologizing, and I'm not a frequent eater at Chick-fil-A, but I eat there. You're apologizing because you don't want anybody to think bad of you. Let people think it through. Like everything else, let them make their own decision, okay? So just don't do that. And it proved to you that they're the true bullies. They're the ones that want you to believe that, you know, something is wrong sideways or whatever. You got another mayor, New Orleans mayor, wants to know why she was questioned about an issue. She says, you're questioning me because I'm a black woman. Just amazing. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, she argued the flying economy is not safe for black women, especially with a child. The Democrat mayor, who faces a recall effort for rising crime and other issues, she snapped at a reporter asking if she would be reimbursed for the city for the reportedly spending $30,000 on first-class ticket upgrades. Anyone who wants to question how I protect myself just doesn't understand the world black women walk in. Cantrell is the first woman to hold the office. She said, my travel accommodations are a matter of safety, not of luxury, she said. As a woman, no, our health and safety are often disregarded. We are left to navigate alone as a mother of a young child whom I live for. I'm going to protect myself by any reasonable means in order. So how does flying first class protect you better? No, really. I mean, you're a black woman with a child, so the only way for you to be safe is to be in first class. Right? Now, the mayor flew first class to France and then Switzerland and says she doesn't need to reimburse the city despite city's policy. See, above the law. All expenses incurred during business on behalf of the city of New Orleans will not be reimbursed to the city of New Orleans. One thing is clear. I do my job, and I will continue to do it with distinction and integrity every step of the way. What does the city mayor have to do with business in Switzerland or France? I mean, why won't she answer? You know she won't, right? But heck, she got to see both places. Isn't that cool? Good for her. It just, it never stops with these people. It really does. It really never stops with them. Joey B. flubs it again. No, really. Think about it. Remember that whole, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator with a certain something, brain fees? Brain freeze. I mean, I wonder how many of these do I have? The Gaff King. Do I have time for this? I love these things. We'll play a couple of them. How's that? Take a listen. Here's Joey B. talking about We Hold These Truths. Remember that one? That was exciting. Come on, Joe.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable. We've never fully lived up to them. We've never been.
Does it say men and women? No, it doesn't. It says men. And it doesn't mean men is in the male. It means all men, all mankind. Get over yourselves. It's the words that they use, and you can't change the historical. You can't change fact. If that's the word they use, leave it there. Leave it alone and explain why they use that word if it bothers you so much.
Men are created equal, endowed by their creator. That all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable. We've never fully lived up to.
With certain NA. What is that? What is an NA? I have no idea. Will somebody look that up and find out for me? Here's another one. This one's just good. Take a listen.
It's frustrating. It's inconvenient. And it's bad for the environment. And there's simply no reason for it. This is the United States Khmer, for God's sake. This is who we are. This is not.
What's a Khmer? Did we change the name of the country? Did I miss that? Did we change the name of the company? Country? I don't know.
Khmer, for God's sake. And it's bad for the environment. And there's simply no reason for it. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. This is who we are. This is not.
God bless America. I don't even know what to do with that, do you? Maybe I'll save this for the next hour. A lot of good stuff in here. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, the JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll there. There's a lot happening. Join the chat room. Smarter people than myself are in the chat room. Look, hit the donate button. Wouldn't bother me. Give up one of those expensive cup of coffees that you have over at that place that hates your guts to begin with. We need to stop supporting places that don't like us. Don't want us there. You heard, there's actually elected officials saying, look, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Republican, don't vote for me. Really? So don't vote for them. Don't frequent their places. Leave them alone. Let them eat their own, you know, tofu-flavored whatever. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss it. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.